live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the long-awaited MICA redress scheme has finally been signed off today. Three people have appeared in court in connection with a significant theft of jewellery and cash at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier this month. The number of people waiting on beds at Letterkenny University Hospital is down 33% compared to this time last year. And motorists are advised to expect traffic disruption in and around Letterkenny this evening as Gardaí deal with a two-car collision close to the fire station. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Farrisher. First in news, as was expected, the government has officially signed off on the long-awaited MICA redress scheme. The scheme, which has so far had €40 million committed to it, was finally signed off by the Attorney General this morning, putting an end to months of waiting. This green light means that Donegal County Council will now be in a position to mobilise a specialist team and begin accepting and processing applications. Outgoing Minister Joe McHugh has been giving more details about the latest developments.
Today we have the regulation signed. The Department of Housing will be linking in with the MICA Action Group. They've already been in touch and have been working with Donegal County Council, who will be implementing the scheme. So this information will be available also on the Department of Housing's website. And the important thing from today is that the information gets out properly. And I know the Donegal County Council will be making an announcement in this regard as to what will happen over the coming days and weeks.
Now, you did touch on there the frustration that people have been feeling over the last few years of a number of false dawns, most notably there before the local elections of a similar announcement. Is today's announcement that cast iron guarantee the progress that the scheme will finally be rolled out?
Well, let's be very clear about what happened before the local elections, and I know there was a lot of myths around that. What happened before the local elections at a cabinet meeting, cabinet agreed to put together a regulation. Government has been working on preparing that regulation over the last number of months to get it right. We now have it right, and as part of the initial stages was actually getting Leo Varadkar into one of the homes. He came to Trillig, he met a family, and he left Donegal that day saying, we will do this, and we've been committed to that. The information is key to all those homeowners now that want to know, is it an outer leak, is it demolition of their house? So that information is critical, but the scheme is across the line. It's a major, major investment, financial commitment.
Meanwhile, general election candidate Charlie McConlow, while welcoming the publication of the scheme, says the devil is now very much in the detail.
It's welcome that we are finally seeing the scheme published, though we still have to see the finer detail in it, and I'm very much keen to see what that is, because the devil is in the detail. But it's unfortunate it's taken this long. It was supposed to be published at the end of 2018. Nevertheless, it is a step forward to see it actually published. And the key thing will be now it will fall to the next government to ensure that redress is delivered to homes. Unfortunately, under the outgoing government, we haven't seen any homes fixed yet. And the key thing will be that the next government ensures that we don't see any repeat of the delays that we consistently saw in terms of the rollout of the scheme. And we now need to see the scheme, a scheme implemented and homes fixed, and that there's no further delays. And it certainly will be our commitment and Fianna Fáil's commitment to drive on in relation to ensuring that redress is delivered to families and the stress that they have had to endure for so long can finally start to be remedied.
Three people have appeared in court today in connection with a significant theft of jewellery and cash at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier this month. Four women and a man are believed to have entered Mourne Antiques on Upper Main Street at around 4:30 on Saturday afternoon, January the 18th. Once inside the property, a number of the individuals distracted staff, while one woman gained entry to a back office and stole a quantity of goods. Yesterday, Gardaí arrested a 30-year-old man and two women aged 53 and 31. Gardaí have also confirmed that some of the property suspected to have been stolen has been recovered in Dublin. There's only 1 week of campaigning left in the general election 2020. With just hours left until the UK leaves the EU, there's only one word on most party leaders' lips. Niall Colbert reports.
Brexit.
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 The UK will formally depart the EU in a matter of hours. Fine Gael says the process is at half-time, hoping a trade deal can be agreed by the end of the year. Leo Varadkar hopes that will win votes on February 8th.
And that's really important for our exporters
and the 200,000 people whose jobs depend on trade with the UK.
Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin says Brexit is not coming up on the doorsteps. He says other issues are dominating.
He thought he would get re-elected on the wave of Brexit Day, and the health crisis, the housing issue is very dominant in people's minds.
Meanwhile, Labour has drawn a line in the sand.
If push comes to shove, Labour's preference will lie with a closer relationship with the European Union over one with Britain.
Mary Lou McDonald says Sinn Féin's aim is to protect those most at risk from Brexit in the border region.
No citizen is going to be left behind, not on our watch.
Meanwhile, Green Party leader Eamon Ryan took over UNICEF Ireland's Twitter account to field questions from young voters. The Social Democrats promised to build 100,000 social and affordable homes, while Solidarity People Before Profit has called for increased arts funding.
Gardaí are currently at the scene of a crash close to Letterkenny Fire Station on the De Valera Road. The two-car collision occurred a short time ago and details of any injuries are currently unknown. Motorists are advised to expect traffic disruption in and around the area. Meanwhile, a cyclist is being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital after receiving serious head injuries following a crash near Ballantrae this morning. The crash involving a bike and a car happened at around 9 o'clock. A section of the Spring Hill Road near Ballantrae remains closed this evening. Motorists are being advised to seek alternative routes. The number of people waiting on beds at Letterkenny University Hospital is down 33% compared to this time last year. Almost 400 people awaited inpatient beds at the hospital in January. Today, 14 admitted people were waiting on a bed there this morning, with four of them on trolleys in its emergency department. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The end-of-month report from the INMO has revealed that a total of 392 people waited either on trolleys or on a chair in Letterkenny's ED over the past 30 days alone. However, that figure is significantly lower than years previous. In January 2019, 587 people awaited inpatient beds at the hospital, while 671 people were recorded in January 2018. This represents a reduction of 33% on last year's figure and a 42% reduction on 2018. However, the national outlook is different, with this January being the second worst month for overcrowding on record. The 6th and 7th of this month saw record high levels of overcrowding, where 760 patients received care on trolleys and chairs. The INMO is calling for political leaders to use the election to set out how they will fix the ongoing trolley crisis.
And a Sinn Féin candidate has pledged that his party will transform Donegal's health service if elected into government. As part of their promises, the party has committed to reopening all beds in Letterkenny's short stay ward and deliver the necessary staff to ensure the hospital's acute stroke unit is made fully operational. Padraig McLaughlin was speaking after attending a public meeting in Letterkenny this week, where other issues such as the lack of an acute stroke unit for Letterkenny and the ever-growing outpatient waiting list at the hospital were raised. He believes that Sinn Féin can and will transform the health service.
We believe that we can and must do better. We need to get rid of this private-public hybrid health system that's wasting money and invest in our own public health system and turn around the crisis that we've faced. But it will take 5 years of government. It will take dedicated funding throughout that period to take it away from the crisis that we have now to a better place.
The father of Conor, Dara and Carla McGinley says the promises he made to his children will drive him on. The children aged 3, 7 and 9 were found dead at their home in Newcastle in County Dublin last Friday. The funeral took place this morning and a guard of honour was formed outside by members of Rathcoole Boys Football Club, which Dara and Conor were involved in. The children's father, Donegal native Andrew McGinley, says he made promises to them that he has to keep.
Conor announced at Christmas he wanted to set up a YouTube channel containing what he never quite committed to, but I promise to help him and I will do that for him. I promised Dara that I would coach at Rathcoole Boys, so apologies to the club, you may never get me out of this place again. And I promised Carla a snowman, the place will be filled with snowmen every time it snows.
A public meeting which was to have taken place on Sunday afternoon to discuss the future of St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar has been cancelled because of what the organisers have termed non-engagement from Minister Joe McHugh. The CFR St Joseph's Hospital Action Group says they had hoped Minister McHugh would attend to clarify the position regarding the hospital's future and in particular the scope of works announced by the HSC this month to bring the hospital up to HICWA standards. The chair of the campaign is Father John Joe Duffy.
We invited all political representatives and all candidates to this meeting. We greatly appreciate those who pledged that would be there and we respect them for that. But after extensive requests and reminders from me There has been no commitment from Minister McHugh to attending the meeting. We had hoped that he would be there to explain the latest statement, where there was the figure of 4 million, which is an aspirational figure, as opposed to anything being granted for St. Joseph's. So what's happening in St. Joseph's is an ambulance base and some remedial works to keep it up to derogated Hickwood standards, which is very disappointing for us all.
A new grant-based incentive scheme has been launched by Donegal County Council. The Commercial Rates Incentive Scheme aims to regenerate and revitalise town and village centres throughout the county by increasing the number of businesses and reducing the number of vacant commercial premises. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Commercial Rates Incentive Scheme is designed to encourage new businesses to locate in commercial properties in town and village centres. Grants are available, subject to conditions, to new businesses set up in commercial properties that have been vacant for over 2 years. The grants designed to offset the commercial rate liability for new businesses in their first 3 years of trading, with a 75% reduction in year one, a 50% reduction in year two, and a 25% reduction in year three. It's hoped the scheme will improve the commercial and retail mix in town centres and benefit existing businesses by increasing footfall. The scheme is targeted at businesses including shops and retail units, offices, creches and childcare facilities, health and medical clinics, and businesses operating in the wellbeing and personal care areas. Further information and application forms available online at donegalcoco.ie.
Irish Water says it's working in partnership with Donegal County Council to restore the water supply in Letterkenny following an unplanned outage at Goldrum Water Treatment Plant. The areas affected include customers supplied from the Mountaintop Reservoir. They say crews have been on the ground since early morning and water production at the treatment plant has recommenced. However, the utility says full water service may take some time to return as water refills the network. Areas on higher ground are still experiencing water outages as water reservoirs continue to fill.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an extra 20% off in store.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Well, one of the highlights in the sporting calendar is the Donegal Sports Star Awards, which are taking place this evening in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. The 44th Awards is a sellout with over 600 guests set to attend. 180 nominees are in the hunt in the various categories, with 40 awards to be given out on the night. That, of course, will be followed by the naming of the overall winner. Recent overall winners included names like Jason Quigley, Carl Lacey, Mark English, Manus Kelly, and just 12 months ago, Summer Leckie. This year's special guest is former Irish race walking Olympic and World Championship medalist Rob Heffernan. Now, if you're going to the event tonight, organisers are asking those to attend the Mount Errigal for 6:30, as the event will be starting at 7 o'clock sharp. Best of luck to all nominees tonight, and the first eight awards will be presented before the meal this evening. In boxing, the National Under-18 Men's and Women's Championship Finals are on tonight at the National Stadium in Dublin. Three fighters from the Northwest are in action, Cody Lafferty and Leah Gallen, both off Rafoe, while Paddy McSheehan off Letterkenny will also be taken to the ring in the 49kg decider. Ulsterman Graham McDowell carried a solid round of 68 on day two of the Saudi International earlier. He lies in third place on 8 under. That's two off the lead. McDowell is happy with his position as he heads into the weekend.
Yeah, solid. Nothing special. It was really just a little bit colder with the putter today. And that was really the only difference between, you know, a great round yesterday and an average enough one today. But very happy with my position. Looking forward to the weekend.
Well, Victor Perez of France leads on 10 under par. Shane Lowry is 4 under following a 67. While Cormac Shavern is set to miss the cut, he finished at 2 over. In soccer cross channel, on January transfer deadline day, Aidan McGeady has joined championship side Charlton Athletic on loan from Sunderland. Arsenal have also made a loan deal today, picking up defender Cedric Suarez from Southampton. The window, of course, closes tonight at 11 o'clock. A number of schools' cup finals were played on the soccer front today. Junior A girls Ulster Cup final was won by Skull Warabun Crana, beating Cairn Donagh CS 3-2. Colas Ja Alley lifted the Junior B girls Ulster decider as they defeated Pubble Skull Gidor by 4-1, while the Junior B boys Ulster Cup final was won by St Aidan's of Coothill of Cavan as they defeated Pubble Skull Gidor by 5-2. I suppose the highlights this weekend on the soccer front for North West sides, FEI Intermediate and Junior Cup games taking place on Sunday. Bunnagy United are hosting College Corinthians in the Intermediate Cup, and Coghill Celtic are up against Kilnamanagh also on Sunday. Both the Ulster Senior League sides are of course at home. Well, in the Junior Cup, Buncrana Hearts are at home on Sunday against Killarney Celtic. That is a last 32 round game, with the winner there to play Credyard United off Laois. And Greencastle FC are on the road. They're heading to Dublin to play Rush Athletic in the last 16. The winner there will go to the quarterfinals. In Gaelic games, the Donegal Senior Ladies face an 800 kilometre round trip as they take on Waterford tomorrow afternoon in Division 1 of the National League. Waterford were promoted at the end of last season and took a surprise win at All-Ireland finalist Galway on the opening day. Donegal conceded 4 in their defeat to Mayo in Swinford. Speaking on the Score programme last night, manager Maxi Kerr knows a win at Waterford could be vital come the end of the campaign.
It's a game that's winnable for us, and with the way the ladies' game is structured, if two teams happen to end up on the same points, it goes on a head to head. So if we could happen to beat Waterford on Saturday, we would end up ahead of them anyway. You know, yeah. Even the two teams didn't want another game for the rest of the year. By virtue of that, it would leave us safe anyway. Coincidentally, so you know, from on one hand, you can be, you know, despondent about losing last week and them getting the win. It's a kind of a quirk in the system that you know, it's really the old six pointer, so to speak. You know, this week.
Big game for the Donegal ladies tomorrow. The other North West sides all play on Sunday. Tyrone in Division 2 are making the short trip to Armagh, while Derry have a bit of a longer route ahead of them. In Division 4, they will go to Limerick. Rory Gallagher's Derry will go to Newry on Saturday evening, knowing to get promotion back on track, a win over the Mourne County is essential. After Derry drew with Leitrim and down with Tipperary, former Derry star and Kilcoo coach Conleth Gilligan says it's a massive game for both counties.
Yeah, they'll get back on track. And again, obviously, Derry then have Tipperary coming the following week in a home game, and if Derry could get points, then they'd be looking to get points against Tipperary, and if they could do that, they'd be in pole position. But for either of these two teams, you would think defeat severely dents their chances of getting promotion, and Division 3 is probably the most important division in the whole of the league now, because everybody wants to be playing Tier 1 football. And for Down, Derry, Tipperary, Cork to not be playing Tier 1 football will be a massive blow and be very, very hard to get over.
Well, it's a big weekend for Donegal as well. They are away from home on Sunday as they make the trip to Navan, to Park Taltan, to take on Meath. Both sides, of course, looking for their first win of the campaign. And there'll be full live match commentary from that match here on Sunday Sport. Will be live as from 1:45. The major doubt for Donegal this weekend is Kieran McGonigal, who limped off halfway through the second half against Mayo last week. Tyrone started with a win against Meath last Sunday, and they'll be looking to build on that. Monaghan are the opposition for Tyrone as they make the trip into the Farney County on Sunday afternoon. All three North West counties are also involved in action in the National Hurling League on Sunday. There is a North West derby taking place between Tyrone and Donegal at Healy Park in Omagh. The Division 3A encounter starts at 2:00 with defeat last week at the hands of Armagh. It's a big game for Donegal, and their manager Mickey McCann knows it.
It's going to maybe make or break our season on Sunday. So, in terms of, so I know it's only early, but like if we want to get into promotion spot, we've got to win our next 4 matches, and that has to start on Sunday. You know, and it's a tough ask. Look, we were glad to get regrouped on Tuesday night and try iron a few things out. And look, we'll just be looking forward, you know, to reversing that.
Also on the hurling front, Division 2B, Derry are looking to make it 2-2. They beat Down last week. They are in London this coming weekend. In tennis, Austria's Dominic Thiem is in the Australian Open men's final. He will take on Novak Djokovic this coming weekend. He came through against Germany's Alexander Zverev in 4 sets in Melbourne earlier. This Sunday sees the return of the Irish Tarmac Championship. It's the opening round of the championship. The Galway International is on Sunday. And there's a number of North West men involved in the top 10 seeds. Rory Kennedy will be calling the notes for Gary Jennings and their Subaru. They are seated at number one, while Donna Kelly will drive his Volkswagen Polo, starting number three in the road with Conor Foley on board in the notes. Alistair Fisher, who is sandwiched in between Jennings and Kelly, also has a Polo this weekend, where Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea will be out in their Ford Fiesta R5, seated at number 10. It's also a big weekend on the rugby front. Ireland, of course, plays Scotland in the opener in the Six Nations tomorrow. That one starts at 4:45. And the ladies also get up and running this weekend, with Ireland hosting Scotland on Sunday. Northwest interest here comes in the form of Ballybuffet's Laura Feely, who is among the Irish replacements for that game. That's it from the sports desk here in Highland for today. We'll be back with more sport tomorrow afternoon. Kenny Harkin will be in the hot seat as from 2. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Finally for weather now, tonight will be windy with scattered showers, some heavy, minimum temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees and strong and gusty westerly winds with gales by the coast, and a yellow wind warning is in place until midday tomorrow. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, as expected, the government has officially signed off on the long-awaited MICA redress scheme. The scheme, which has so far had €40 million committed to it, was finally signed off by the Attorney General this morning, putting an end to months of waiting. Three people have appeared in court today in connection with a significant theft of jewellery and cash at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier this month. Gardaí have also confirmed that some of the property suspected to have been stolen has been recovered in Dublin. A cyclist is being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital after receiving serious head injuries following a crash near Ballindreath this morning. The crash involving a bike and a car happened at around 9 o'clock. And a public meeting, which was to have taken place on Sunday afternoon to discuss the future of St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorner, has been cancelled because of what the organisers have termed non-engagement from Minister Joe McHugh. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seymour Mahas a Colm Ferriter and Sean in the Prescale to your Highland Radio. Ta ahantas toka eg conru na gaeliga don taki ocht lager ta gaelta o na fartiaha in olteahan fiha fiha don gaeliga agus don gaeltacht. Dúrch nail chomar uctran conru na gaeliga go wail se tabakta go me an pobl ar an olas major le siasaf na bartiaha ar cursi gaeliga agus gaeltachta cae nach wail cotum na feinia faitia eg an changa le tamald anuas go hariha o hiv muinihe je. Bunji usage as anastiacht vresha at a galta egnapartihe darlesh, la fostiacht a krahu segeltert, August lejeshina usage geldiga a krahu kumai, scholaracti a karafoid the foisti me, vontasja August coard the horhi changa a ostu. Quardius le clarnic ruri as gradum album the bliana, our in tradition to a wuhinch urson and an album an clar bog jail a gradam nos in chartin shoy heart shoulder an album an aris vic rachtan to sahan and darnalas feed and visha then are done me fiora mar chodz de chanos na farsage vi sky na sims yachta a mask na hoige eg crave comortus sclep gale lin a dagri gale lin to kidin your shoy heart gus tan comortus talin your shaw a rachtal a gale lin don a hir bon skull an a land gaeliga a wine le beam er an kjol agus an a hauran pop agus rak comai lishan rinke cruhia vi galior anadiha an eir huskert son omiacht er an ardan imliana and a mask core glee college ali as let you kennen a jiri lo and prive dush saranog slew a raniakta a howard a horch nawala go let you kennen be fele blian tool negelige galig agus altasha the khoj khorle farmana agus nahomi or shul in onad alinyas nasruhulia ar a kuigo la jeg de mi fioru carter rangan the changa sigelig agus sigalik ar foil the folamuri ar ag bon man agus ard level agus be cardlan dausa gela albana siranashka ar shul agus be shin mar farch de himakti an cheli an onad alinyas nasruhia. August Shinmahod to Eligulier, Slanagus Bannacht.
the obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 31st of January. The death has taken place of Declan Doherty, 15, Ashgrove Park, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Margaret Grindle, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorder. Her remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, from 6 o'clock this evening until Rosary at 9. Removal afterwards to her home at Drumbo Avenue. Visiting at her home tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Linda Dimpna McKeever, Claudie. Linda's remains are reposing at her home, 9 Muldener Road, Claudie, County Derry, until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Claudie, for funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of C. O'Neill, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Stella Jean Fulton, Carnoan, Rafoe. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral service in Carnoan Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Christian Aid, care of Gibson, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Wilson, 9 Dublin Road, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Street, Strabane. Reposing at Christ Church, Bowling Green, Strabane, with service of thanksgiving there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of James Morrow, Letcher Brick, Clohan. James's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral will leave his home at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glen Finn, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. And the death has occurred of Brendan Socks Devine, Foyle View, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:45 to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors.